Hello and welcome back to the Reverse Forecast podcast with me and Harry. We are joining you from Hungerford in Lambourne. Well, not in Lambourne, next to Lambourne. Currently recording this on one laptop, just on Zoom.
We're
So,
actually together for once,
yeah, we're actually
recording
together.
one.
Because it's Ascot week, mate. That's why we're together. A big week ahead. I'm going to go for 3 days. I'm going the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. A lot of racing to get through, and I think we're going to try and preview every day throughout some point this
It's
week.
going to be very tricky, but we'll
We'll get
get
it
it
done.
done.
We get on with it.
Let's go. Right, first race of the day, we have the 2:30 Queen Anne Stakes, a Group One over 1 mile. In the market, we have Inspiral at 2-1, Modern Games at 2-1 as well, and Nita Trail at 13-2. What are your thoughts on this, Finn?
Open as hell. I fancy Inspiral. I did always fancy Inspiral before she was favourite. I thought she wouldn't be favourite. I thought Modern Games would hold favouritism, but the Frankie factor has just made her favourite now. She's about 7-4, 2-1. I wouldn't have the strongest fancy in the world in this race just because it's thrown up a few. Like, I remember Accidental Agent winning at 50-1 for Eve Johnson Horson like 3 years ago. And then there's been a couple of other surprises before the race was dominated by Baid last year. I think there could be some big prices running a big race. I will have a small bet on Inspiral just because Gosden's clearly in love with her and thinks she's super special. Every time he speaks about her, you can just tell he just thinks she's a bit different. But at the prices, I would probably have an each way bet on Ruud Saarbeck. I think last time, I don't think the race really went in his favour. If you look at his run at Newmarket before, I get he got to dominate the race, but he was so impressive when he beat Native Trail. And I think another performance like that, he could be in the places, but I'd probably tip up Inspire on this. What about you?
I think I'm also within spot. I do think this week is going to be a lot of Frankie favorites just because of last Ascot. Everyone loves Frankie. He's riding well at the minute.
Even when it's not his last Ascot, he always has a favourite.
Exactly. And I like Inspire. She's got the mare's allowance. Hopefully the ground stays good to firm slash good. I mean, I know there's quite a lot of rain, could be a lot of rain tonight slash in
Yeah,
the
tomorrow
morning,
morning.
which could mess up a lot of things. But hoping it all stays the same, I think Inspire's a bet for me. I also quite like Cash just because he's so consistent, very unexposed as well. And at 25-1, I don't know. I think you can get potentially 4 places. No, I'm wrong. Only 3 places. But I think the bet for me in this race is in Spiral.
Inspire with both of us, 2-1. Moving on to the next race, we've now had to move rooms due to sister cooking breakfast and interrupting the podcast. But the next race is the Coventry, which is usually my favorite race of the meeting. I just love like the unexpected hope of a horse that could be the next Frankel. This year, very open. River Tiber heads the market, and then a sad note everyone's talking about his time form from last time. Give me the Beat Boys, Frankie Factor, Army Ethos, and then outside of these, there's a big gap between the front three and the market compared to the rest of the field.
It goes 4-1 to
Yeah.
16s.
In this, I mean, obviously, it doesn't take a genius to look through the card and go, this is a bit of a guessing game. But through watching all the replays and looking at the horses, I want to tip up Politico at 66-1 each way. I think he's just the classic type in this race to finish in the places, and at 66-1 is definitely worth it. The Charlie Johnson type, you know, they're going to fight all the way to the line, be bang there, probably make the running slash be very prominent throughout. And I think he definitely could finish in the placing, 2,000 places you get. But I will also be having a bet on River Tiber to win. I think it's just too obvious. Aidan O'Brien, Ryan Moore, two from two. Emphatic on debut, a bit disappointing last time, even though he still won. I think a Sadna might just be a hype horse that doesn't actually pull through. So a lot of those go on. Fandom looks very impressive in America. I would tip him, but you just can't tell the form. So I think Politico at 66-1 for me.
Yeah, on your political thing, I like the fact third in that race, which, well, you beat the second by 3 lengths, and then the third was second 3 lengths to Elite Status on debut, who, as we know, is favourite for the Norfolk and looking like a proper type.
Proper
Proper
type.
type. I quite like, so I'm with him with River Tiber here. I think
River
got
Tiber.
River Tiber.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got the best form to date on book. Ain't No Brian, the master himself, with Ryan Moore on board, on debut looked a pretty good horse.
That
Just
was a proper plot.
quickened very well and won well, and then next time out won again by 2 lengths. The form of that race is looking quite good. I think the step up to 6 furlongs will suit him.
He's gonna love that.
And then, so that would be my bet in this race. I also want to back bobsleigh each way at 20-1 for Eve Johnson Haughton. I thought Epsom last run, he looked very nice coming all the way from the back to win by a quarter length on the line. So, and I think you can get, I'm just checking now,
What?
you can get 6 places on this race,
That's pretty good,
which
isn't it?
is really
Politico is going to
nice.
finish in the top six.
Yeah. So, I mean, I like Finn's pick with Politico, and I like bobsleigh each way. And then I think on the nose, River Tiber for me.
There you go.
Moving on next, we have the 340 Kingstand Stakes over 5 furlongs, heading the market. We have the one and only Highfield Princess at 5-2, and then the Australian Raider, Coolagatta. I think I've nailed that one.
Coolangatta.
Coolagatta
Yeah.
at 9-2, and Manakan 5-1, 7-1 bar the rest. I just want to say, have a little shout out for Bradsell in this race.
40-1.
Well, he's been back now
33.
33s. I just think, I mean, if he was, say, 7-1, I wouldn't back him, but 33-1, I think, is a massive price for him. And you can get 7 places on Sky Bet. I think it's a massive price. I'm pretty sure he got supplemented for this race. And I think first time out, obviously looked like he needed a run. Then Haydock, obviously he beat Matilda Pilcott, Cold Case. They're pretty good horses. Matilda Pilcott was third in the Guineas. Obviously, Little Big Bear was too much for him. But I think 7 places at 33-1, I think that's the bet
I
for me in
agree.
this race.
I went into this race going Highfield Princess is an absolute plot job and is going to win. Like, first run back after a layoff and being a mare as well. I think it's a really good run to finish second at York. But then looking at next last year with Nature Strip winning by so far, you have to be scared of Coolangatta due to the Australian angle of it. But for me, I'll be having a bet on Highfield Princess at 5-2 and a bet each way on Bradsell, probably. I think probably the same.
I think that's Highfield Princess for you, and then Bradwell, Brad Bradwell butchered
Bradwell.
that one. Brad Sell each way. That's for us.
The next race is the St. James's Palace. A quality race. Shaoudine Paddington, Sorrow's Gift.
No. You gotta say Chaldean.
Oh, sorry, Chaldean. Wouldn't want to piss off Jabbon. I mean, Frankie Factor, Chaldean, it's hard to not think that it's like a good thing. But the more I look at this race, the more I just can't not back Royal Scotsman. He's got the course form. Most importantly, in my book, he's got Jamie Spencer on. He's the best rider of Ascot
You love him.
alongside Frankie. I think. If you ignore it's obviously you can't it's easy to just say just ignore a run, but if you ignore the Guineas run, that when he was third in the Guineas, I felt like he could have I'd feel like he didn't quite stay at the Newmarket Hill. And when he was second at Newmarket behind Chaldean, and it was bang there, 14-1. Spencer will have him out the back, sat on the bridle, just following Chaldean, and come late, I think you'll definitely get a place. And I think he's got every ability to win the race. I can't see Paddington winning. I can't see Cyrus Gift being good enough. Montabashir, I could see being bang there as well, but I think Royal Scotsman of 14 to 1 is worth a bet for me.
For me, I'm fully with Chaldean here. Loved him in the Guineas, especially on soft ground. I think if it's a rain, because we're going to obviously get some rain in the morning, I think that'll give him an even better chance. I think Paddington, the fact how first time out this season he was in a handicap means to me that I don't think they thought he was that good. But obviously, he won the Irish Guineas, but he did get a very easy time of it. Just held in second and then pushed through to win. I think Royal Scotsman, I think you can, if he didn't run in the Irish Guineas, what price do you reckon it'd be for this? 5 to 1? It'd be in front of, it'd be with.
No, it'd be like three, four to one.
I just, for me, I don't know. I'm just very worried about that Guineas run because, I mean, obviously he's fine now because they wouldn't be running him otherwise, but that really puts me off. So I think Chaldean's probably my best bet of the day, if I'm
Best bet of the
best bet of the
day.
day. I should have said that till the end, but I think he's going to take a lot of beating.
There you go, St. James's Palace.
Moving on now, we have the 5 o'clock, the Ascot Stakes. Over 2 mile 4, head in the market. We have Bring On The Night for Willie Mullins at 9 to 4, A Horse With No Name at 15 to 2, Lure of the Sea 11 to 1, and 12 to 1 bar the rest.
Seen bloody long names on Cool the Wind.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
Quite interesting.
They got backed in loads last night.
That the Billy factor.
It's the Billy factor.
I think in this race for me, obviously, we've got the Mullins one who hasn't run since this time last year. Obviously, second to
Coltrane.
Coltrane, who.
But if you just look at that form, like it's just so much better than everything else in the race. Like Coltrane's a proper Group One also.
And that's what's making me like, I hate tearing up so many. I mean, he hasn't run for a year, which is a slight negative. Which is why I think at 9 to 4, I don't think I can back him. That I want to get some each way prices. So I'm looking
I thought
at,
you said that was your biggest pet hate.
yeah, but I'm just saying I want to get something as well as him, you know? You kind of want to have something as a little place pot. So I like Lure of the Sea at 11 to 1 for Ian Williams and Deegan on board.
Deegan. Whose birthday is today?
Yeah, happy birthday, Deegan. Yeah, last time out at Haydock was a quarter length behind so I can't pronounce
Solent Getaway.
Solent Getaway. I think he will love the step up to 2 mile 4. He's up 1 pound from that run. We've got good ground tomorrow. I think he will be bang there, in my
Fair.
opinion.
I think Bring On The Night is probably going to win. I think the layoffs. Not attractive, but Willie Mullins, like if he doesn't win, he'll be completely banged. Like he'll be right in, you'll get a great run for your money, guaranteed. Looking at that form is better than any of the other form in the race, I'd say. And I'm also gonna have a bet on Flerman each way. I think very consistent, look good on the all weather. Second last time out to Rainbow Dreamer and ran well before beating Roberto Escobar. Finishing second behind Earls of Cotswolds. I think 25 to 1, worth a bet each way. I imagine you get quite a few places in this. I mean, yeah.
I
Probably
think
six on Raymond.
there was a race where you get seven.
It's the 5 o'clock.
You get 7 places on
Seven
Sky Bet.
places. I love that. There you go. The next race we're going to look at is the Wolverton Stakes, the 5:35. This market is headed by Saga. Which I think is only headed by Saga because of the Frankie factor and it's the King's horse. Francesco Clementine, Huggett's favourite horse, second favourite, Buckaroo, and then Bolshoi Ballet, King of Conquest, Cadillac, Poker Face, and 12 to 1 bar the rest. What are you thinking, Harry?
I think you know what I'm thinking here.
Francesco Clemente is going to blow up.
I just think last time out, obviously coming round the bend at Goodwood, he lost. I don't know how many lengths, but he went way
Probably
wide,
like
and
8 lengths or
yeah, a
something.
lot, and then had to catch up, which he did quite quickly. And then comes there on the snaff, and I think just ran out of gas towards the line, to be honest, from going so wide. Because it almost looked like he was going to get pulled up around the bend, because it looked like a jockey was about to fall off. But then comes up to the line and just gets beaten by King of Conquest. He also is King of Conquest gives him weight, so does Buckaroo. I think it's 6 to 1. I think you can get 5 places on this race, so I think it's quite a decent bet each way on Francesco Clemente. I think he can't be out of the places for me.
I agree with Francesco Clemente. I think Boishaw Ballet is very interesting because when he was a 3-year-old, they thought he was the best horse that they've got. He went off favourite for the Derby, I remember. Looked to be pretty special and then kind of never really delivered. He hasn't run for a while now. I mean, it could be an Aidan O'Brien coming back off a layoff. And is actually way better than his mark and way better than this field. But I don't think I could take that risk with him. Poker Face, loved that horse. Got Jamie Spencer on. Hard not to back him. But I just don't think he's got quite the class of Francesco Clementine. I think a 6-1 is great bet.
So I think it's Francesco Clemente for both of us. Moving on now, the last race of the day, the lucky last, 6:10, the Copper Horse Handicap over 1.6 miles. And in the market, we have Vauban for Willie Mullins at 15 to 8, Absurd also for Willie Mullins at 6 to 1. And then we have Ruling Dynasty at 8 and Point King at 17 to 2 and 14 to 1 bar the rest. What are your thoughts, Finn?
I feel like I'm being boring and tipping up loads of favourites here, but I just can't see Vauban not winning. It just looks like it's perfectly set up for him to win. The only thing I'd be scared of is Ruling Dynasty. Don't know how good he is, but if you have a Godolphin horse that's 2 from 3 and it's not favourite, it usually means that they don't fancy it that much. He didn't go a favourite last time out, even though he won by 6.5 lengths. Was king of pla king of. King of the Plains went off favourite last time out, having never won a race. It was 0 from 2, and they clearly didn't fancy Ruling Dynasty that much. Won very impressively. I think if he was absolutely punted off the boards last minute into like 4 to 1, I think definitely worth a bet if you can get some each way money. But other than that, I think Vauban will just win. I think he's the best horse.
I agree with your statement on Vauban. I also like at the price, Script Writer at 28 to 1. Good flat horse in class twos.
Probably the roguest move ever, going to race a Wolverhampton in the middle of your hurdles
Yeah,
campaign.
exactly. I think it was because they couldn't run in because of the weather in the and they just wanted to get a run into it, and for prize money, I guess. But I think you can get possibly 6 places on this race, or 5 places. And at 28 to 1, I'd be willing to chance him at that to get into the places and get a nice little place money. But I think Vauban will be hard to beat. He's just a good horse over hurdles, and he did start out in France on the flat, won a couple races on the flat. And I think with that flat experience, it'll do him well. And I think he will win, but I think Script Writer will definitely get a place.
There you go, Vauban for both of us. That'll be the end of our 11th episode.
Yeah, 11th.
11th episode. It's obviously a big week ahead. A lot of punting to be done, a lot of drinking to do,
A
a lot
very
of
exciting week. I
walking around
can't
in the
wait.
sun. A very exciting week. And I hope we've found some winners. Maybe too many favorites tipped up on this podcast. We'll
I
try
do
and
think
find.
we did,
We gave a good some
yeah.
good each way angles,
I do think we
but
did a lot of each way angles.
yeah, there's a we're We're thinking of favorites day tomorrow, I think, though.
But as I
Yeah.
say, I think if you think it's going to win, why wouldn't you back it? You know?
Yeah.
That's
Smart.
my opinion.
So yeah, thank you very much for listening. We'll see you in the next episode, which will probably be coming out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Something like that, maybe. I'm not sure. Well, this is coming out at 6 p.m. today,
I
and then we'll
think,
try and get one out
yeah,
for
I think we try it on out
try and get the
tomorrow.
Wednesday one out tomorrow. And then get one done every day of the week.
Yeah, thank you
Hey.
for listening.
Bye.